Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back on the air. We are glad, after a quick break, to hang out with you for a few more hours today, getting you ready for the game coming up tonight. The Brewers are off, but the Packers are in Winnipeg, Canada, taking on the Oakland Raiders. You're going to see, at least next week, next Tuesday, you'll see some of the Packers on Hard Knocks, as Hard Knocks continues to follow the Oakland Raiders and all that Gruden and company have to offer. This portion of the program, by the way, brought to you by our good friends over at the Wisconsin Biofuels Association. We've been telling you for a while now, the reformulated blends for the biofuels, look, everybody's paying a little bit higher gas prices in this area. We all know that, and nobody likes doing it, even though gas prices have fallen somewhat. But, hey, if you want to, save a little at the pump, I did it again today. Stopped over to Quick Trip on the way in. I had to get a car wash, too. But stopped over there, and as summer winds down, we're still paying the higher gas prices. So I went ahead. I get it like I always do, the unleaded 88. And my car is a 2008. I know, it's old, right? But I got 300,000 miles on. I love the thing. I didn't drive the truck today. So all gasoline that has additives to bring up the octane. Raw gas, only 84. So I go with the unleaded 88. Save about 5 to 7 cents per gallon at the pump. And not to mention, I feel good doing it because I'm keeping a lot of the business here in the state of Wisconsin for the corn growers, for those that work at the biofuels plants as well. The E15 saves you money over regular unleaded. If you've got a flex fuel vehicle, I'll do that a lot of the times as well. Go with the E85 gas. It's cheaper than raw gas. The more ethanol in your gas, the cheaper it is. And all you got to do is go to wibiofuels.org. That's wibiofuels.org. And see for yourself. Just see if your vehicle qualifies, first and foremost. Anything newer than 2001, you should be good to go. But see if it qualifies, and then go ahead and try it. See what happens. Or if you're doing it already, kudos to you. And the farmers and all the workers in the state of Wisconsin that work with the ethanol plants and the biofuels, they say thank you. Simple as that. Go to wibiofuels.org. That is wibiofuels.org. So tonight, there are five things. All right, I want yours, I'll give you mine. All right, five things I am looking for tonight out of tonight's ballgame. If I had to say my top five, okay, my top five coming into tonight and coming out of tonight's ballgame. Number one, no, it's not what you think. Number one, where is Rashawn Gary? He is your first round draft choice. Where is Rashawn Gary? Anybody? Anybody? That's me knocking on your door right there. Anybody? Anybody seen Rashawn Gary? I want to see if he actually continues through a play. Get an initial contact, see what you do with it, and continue through the play. Keep your eyes there. Number two, the run game. Sounds like Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams, Dexter Williams are all going to get some opportunities, numerous opportunities tonight. I want to see the run game in general. I want to see the blocking up front. I want to see the depth on this offensive line. We keep talking about it, but show me. Okay, we keep talking about how good this can be with Cole Madison, and you've got Elkton Jenkins and that battle over there at that left guard spot, Justin McCray, Lucas Patrick. I want to go through that list, but I want to, not only are they deep, but I want to see them do something. Okay, that's the second thing is the run game. The third thing that I'm looking for coming up tonight. I want to see the linebackers and how they, because I don't think they're going to show a whole lot when it comes to defensive scheme, but I want to see the linebackers. Pay attention to the linebackers as well, because I want to see, one, if pressure's coming up the gut, if pressure's coming from the sides, the coverage, pass coverage, slot receiver specifically, or tight end crossing the middle. That's the third thing that I'm really kind of paying attention to. I want to see how the line, because I think the secondary is going to be good, but it's always that one guy that gets loose that can really take you down if they find the soft spot in your defense. And linebacking a lot of times can be that soft spot if there's a mismatch there. So I want to see how the linebackers cover. Number four, hands down, tackling. Hands down, tackling. They got to clean it up. I want to see guys more tenacious. I want to see guys wrap up. Head down, over, shoulders in, grab, lift, drive. I mean, I want to see textbook tackling. I'm done with the launching your body at somebody, hoping they trip over you like a speed bump in a parking lot. You know, I can't stand it anymore. And then number five, it's the special teams. Pick up where they left off last week. How does the competition between Sam Ficken and Mason Crosby continue to participate and grow? And I don't think if anything kind of, you know, falls equal on all sides, I don't think they get rid of Mason Crosby. But, you know, stranger things have happened. How much confidence would I have in Sam Ficken? But I'm watching the special teams. I'm watching coverage. I'm watching returns, you know, hands tonight, things like that. So I know everybody's number one would be, well, let's see if Aaron Rodgers plays. Well, if he does play, then that certainly can change my top five, but I don't think he's going to. And if he does, it's going to be minimal. I'm still looking for better tackling. I'm still looking for pressure. I'm still looking for the linebacking core. I'm still looking for the run game, you know, that type of thing. And I'm still watching special teams. I think the offense and Aaron Rodgers will take care of itself. Now, whether that's good or bad, I don't know. But I'm looking for some guys. I'm looking for Ty Summers. Pick up where you left off. You've had two solid games. You've been the leading tackler. You're right. I mean, if you heard the interview in the last hour, you're right, you know. Hey, there's still some tackles to be made. Going back to the Mike Clemens report, there's still some things you've left out on the field. Can you clean those up? I hate to use that terminology because it just makes me cringe, but for lack of a better term. You know, and I'm wanting to watch, you know, other players as well when you talk about who you may focus on specifically. I mean, Alan Lazard. You know, that's another guy. Alan Lazard's been really, really good, and he's earned the praise of the quarterback. Does he have another solid outing? So there's some byproducts to all of this, but my top five right there. 855-830-8648. That's on the Milwaukee Admirals, hashtag Admirals50 talk line. What are the top things that you are looking for tonight? The top thing, if you had to say, look, I want to pay attention to this because this could make or break this team or could create a hole in this team if this doesn't get fixed. You know, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. This one's from Robbie, who says, I can't believe nobody has mentioned Kevin King, which Kevin King has been banged up. So you're not going to talk about, other than the fact that Kevin King has been banged up, okay, then you can say, okay, Kevin King's had the hamstring issue. He's going through the process to be 100%. You're not, if he's a week out of rehab, you give him 2 weeks out of rehab just to make sure he's ready to go. You don't want something to be re-aggravated and have it worse, and it take a longer period of time to get him back. You want him ready to go for the regular season. As much as I want to agree with you and say, yeah, I want to watch Kevin King and nobody's talked about it, I don't want to talk about Kevin King just yet. We know what Kevin King can kind of do. Okay. He then goes on to say, what about some of these backups in the secondary? Raven Green had a nice first game, didn't see him much in the second game. I'm also watching Josh Jackson. What do you think of him? Josh Jackson to me is a slot cover. He's not a turn and go outside number one guy. He's just not. He doesn't have that same kind of closing speed. There's some guys that can watch the ball in the air and they just have closing speed. He's not that guy. So he's a solid slot cover, number two cover, but he's not done anything to really stand out, and he's not done anything to really show you that he's not worth anything. You know what I mean? So, you know, if there's a proving ground to be had tonight, well, that's great, but he had a whole season last year and the beginning of training camp this year. You kind of know what you got in Josh Jackson. I want to see if there's a large amount of growth come the regular season, but right now I'm not holding my breath. This is from Mark, who says, I'm watching Kadar Holman. He's really impressed me on special teams as well. Your thoughts? Kadar Holman, you're right. He's had a couple of special teams tackles. He's been a guy to watch on the outside coming down the field when it comes to the ability to bust through. They don't do the wedge anymore. Okay, they can't. They're not allowed to do that. But when he's been able to bust through blockers downfield, Kadar Holman does it with a veracity we haven't seen in a while. I like Kadar Holman. I don't know. I don't want to sit here today and go, oh boy, they hit on somebody there, because I don't know. I don't know for sure, but what I've seen out of him, I like. 855-830-8648. Listening to us in Fort Worth, Texas. Tim is on the line. Tim, welcome to the program, man. What's happening?
Not much. Hey, my concern is the inside linebacker position. I know we have somebody that looks like he may be a filler in to take Burke's place, but if he goes down or if he doesn't work out, then what's our options?
You're thin, to say the very least. I mean, behind him is Brady Shelton. Who's the other one? Curtis Bolton. There's James Crawford. But that's it. You're talking about street free agents. You know, free agent James Crawford from last year, and then two of them from this year. So yeah, you're getting really, really thin, really, really quick.
Is there anything out on the free market that may be an option for?
Well, there will be. Zone? Once you get to cut down day, there will be. You'll start picking guys up because that's where other scouts are right now. You're watching guys from other teams. Because if you have a plethora of middle linebackers and you're going to try to sneak a guy to a practice squad, that's when you start to find guys. So there will be, but there just aren't right now.
Right.
So, and you're going to, you know, maybe get, you know, somebody else's trash. You know, somebody will cut a guy and you'll say, ah, this guy probably fits our scheme a little bit better. And so you might be able to pick up a guy or two in that way. But there will be eventually. Plus, you'll have a guy that, you know, hey, maybe he's eating up a ton of cap space on a roster right now. And he's only as good as the guy that's a younger guy. And they can cut him loose and save a bunch of money. Then you may end up getting a seasoned veteran out of it before it's all said and done anyway.
All right. Very good. Thanks so much, Bill.
Appreciate it, man. He drops off. You get on board, 855-830-8648. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Mike listening to us in Rockford, Illinois on our fine affiliate there. We'll get to him when we come back. Stay tuned. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at over there at Cousin Subs, where they believe in better. Cousin Subs reminding you that right here, right now, you can go to get the best seats in the house at Lambeau Field. Go to Packers.com/best seats. It's all brought to you by Cousin Subs. That's Packers.com/best seats. And that's brought to you by Cousin Subs, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. More after this.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back! This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Milwaukee Rally. Budweiser and Bud Light, go to MilwaukeeRally.com to see everything that riders are going to have be privy to when they come riding into Wisconsin, come riding into Milwaukee, not this weekend, but next weekend, a week from today is when everything gets underway. And as a matter of fact, we're going to be out at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson a week from tomorrow. We're going to be there with a live broadcast, bringing you all the fun and frivolity and getting people registered and aware of our motorcycle ride coming up on Sunday, September 1st. But it's all brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. Very involved in the community. We certainly appreciate it. Go to MilwaukeeRally.com. That's MilwaukeeRally.com for all the information, all the bands, all the fun spots, everything that's going on, including our motorcycle ride, which is right there on the front page. And you can see all the information on that as well. It's all brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. What are you looking for tonight when the Green Bay Packers take the field in Winnipeg, Canada, to take on the Oakland Raiders? Let's go back to the phone calls, talking to Mike in Rockford, listening to us on Sports Fan 1330, I should say. Mike, how you doing today, man? What's up?
I listened to you on 1670, because I'm a sales rep, but I work up in Wisconsin.
Oh, okay, so awesome. Appreciate it. Well, we're down there as well,
Bill,
so we're both places.
I really like you. I love your show. But you're going to hate me when I tell you this. I'm originally from Chicago, so I'm a Chicago Bears fan. But I listen to your show. But I want to tell you, as I have all the respect for the Packers, I always have. It's the division rival. They've been a great franchise. And both teams, you know, they make the history of the NFL. Let's mm-hmm. face it. And if it wasn't for either one, they wouldn't be there. You know
right.
what I mean? But here's what I say, Bill. I think the Packers are going to have a really good year this year. I got a feeling. I mean, that hurt so bad in the playoffs when that Cody Parkey missed that field goal. But what I don't understand is why the Packers and the Bears and other teams around the NFL, I mean, the Bears are ridiculous for not playing their quarterback in preseason, because that guy's not even, you know, he's not even a well-tuned quarterback at this point. I think Mitchell Trubisky's an average, if that, quarterback. Aaron Rodgers is the greatest thing that ever threw the ball, in my opinion, out of respect for your guys' quarterback. But I got to say, I don't understand why, with a new head coach, they're not playing these guys. Bill, I want to know what your opinion is on why the league is. You know, what happens if Aaron Rodgers or Trubisky goes out in that first game when they face each other September 5th and they get injured, God forbid, knocked out for the rest of the year? What is the paranoid look at this as far as what they're doing and why they're so – it's so different than what – these guys aren't playing. What's
right.
your opinion on that?
Well, I look at it this way, that you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. The only way it works out is if you go out in the preseason, you perform extremely well in your first two or three series, and you get out of there. That's the only way it's perfect. Otherwise, if a guy gets hurt, if it doesn't work, if you're only going out there and kind of wasting time by, you know, doing a few things when it comes to, you know, just running a few plays, handing the ball off, and people say, well, why put him out there at all? I agree with you. Look, if you're gonna play him in the preseason, go out and work with him. Go out and do a few things. Get him on the same page, not just for them and their timing, but for the guys that they're working with. Completely agree with you. But if you do go out in the preseason and you get a guy hurt, you are then crucified the entire season, depending on what the severity of the injury is. But then you're crucified for having your quarterback start off the season with an injury. I understand where you're coming from. We went to this conundrum years ago, and it's just every year it's the same argument. It's the same thing. And by the way, appreciate your phone call, and we look forward to talking to you again real soon. And thanks for listening to us both in Rockford, Illinois, and in Wisconsin. But it is the same thing every year that we sit here and discuss. Should he or shouldn't he play? This year you would figure there'd be more because of a new offense, because of a new head coach, because of new nuances and verbiage and that kind of stuff. But it's the same argument every year. There's a level of concern of how – what bothers me of how much, you know, you can get done in the preseason against another team. What bothers me – and this is one thing that – I don't know if anybody caught this – but Brian Gutekunst, now we've played it a couple of times. Mike Clemens has had it in his Green Bay wraps a couple of times. Brian Gutekunst said, "Yeah, I'm really liking it. I think I'm really liking it. It's fun to watch, you know, the progress and this and that. That's probably about the middle of the season it'll really get going." And I went, "What? Wait a minute. Middle of the season? What? Has anybody else caught that besides me? Just middle of the season. You don't have the middle of the season. You just don't, dude. Think about that. You don't have to the middle of the season to figure this thing out. Nay. You don't. Your first game's on the road against the Bears. That's opening up Thursday night. Everybody, God and everybody's going to be watching that game. Next week, you're back at home, but here come the Vikings. Okay, then you get a little bit of a reprieve. You get a team that's on the down, trying to climb back into it. The Broncos, they come into Lambeau Field. But then you get right back at it. You got the Eagles. Here come the Eagles. And, oh, by the way, then you got to go to Dallas. Now, who knows what Dallas is going to be? I'll talk about that coming up. But that's five games. And then you got the Lions after that. Now, you got the Lions at Lambeau Field, but you got Lions after that. That's six games. So if you're talking, what, half a season? Half of the way in? So your next game is against the Raiders at home. Then the Packers go on the road against the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. So if you just say you split between the Vikings, you're 1-1. You get the Broncos at home, you're 2-1. The Eagles are a damn good football team. Are you capable of beating them? Say 2-2. You got to go to Dallas, 2-3. Lions come a calling, 3-3. The Raiders come to Green Bay. Okay, the Raiders aren't that great. Maybe you go to 4-3. Chiefs. 4-4, you're at 500 and you're now figuring it out? I don't think so, because from there you got to go West Coast Chargers, back home Panthers, West Coast again 49ers, then to the East Coast, to the Giants, and don't forget, a majority of your games, the last two are on the road against the Vikings and the Lions. Nah, you don't have till the middle of the season to figure this thing out. Ain't happening. That's why it's so concerning. So I understand the angst right now. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Get a hold of us on the Milwaukee Admirals, hashtag Admirals50 talk line. Get a hold of us there. This is from Brandon, or Braden, I should say. Watching Aaron Jones, what does a scheme catered to running do for him? Rashawn Gary show up on the stat sheet. I'd like to see that. Equanimeous, Kumaro, Moore, Shepard. Who's taking that 4 and 5 spot? We always hear the offensive plays are vanilla in the preseason. Does the defense do that as well? To answer your question, Braden, yes. They don't show a whole lot. I mean, every now and then they'll come with a blitz, you know, something like that. But they don't show a whole lot in the preseason. So to answer your question, they'll go to what the scheme dictates for what you're, you know, having thrown at you. But a lot of times, defensively speaking, what you're looking for as a coach right now, you're looking for the guy that's going to win the man-to-man battles, the one-on-ones. One-on-ones, two-on-ones, stuff like that. That's what you're looking for. Right now, you're kind of looking for that, quote, toughness. You know? You're looking for the toughness. 855-830-8648. You're looking for that guy that's just going to be that bulldog. Better tackling, better flow to the offense. That's what Brew Crew fan OK in Oklahoma is listening, wanting to see out of tonight's ballgame. To go to your, back to Braden's question about who is going to fill the bill when it comes to the wide receiving core. Davante Adams, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Geronimo Allison, Jay Kumaro, I would assume Equanimeous St. Brown. Trevor Davis has been nicked up again, and that has been his, is for as much speed as he has when he's got the hammies, it just, it's not good. I think Alan Lazard is penciled in at number 6 right now. Move him into number 6. Jamal Moore on the outside looking in. Trevor Davis on the outside looking in. Another guy that's been somewhat impressive is Darius Shepard. But Redding and Taylor, I think they're more destined for later down the road. If there's a practice squad somewhere in the NFL, that's where they'll end up. But if you're going to go with 6, you almost have to take Alan Lazard and put him in. Trevor Davis would be the odd man out, and Jamal Moore would then be looking for work. As your 6th-round draft choice, Equanimeous St. Brown probably makes this team as a better over-the-middle slot receiver with bigger hands and a bigger wingspan and more assured hands than Jamon Moore, who has all the talent in the world, just can't catch the football on a consistent basis. 855-830-8648. You can go ahead and chime in and get a hold of us. We would love to chat with you. Dave Richard, fantasy football expert for CBS Sports. You can find him at Dave Richard on Twitter. He is going to be joining us coming up. This portion of the program brought to you by, speaking of riding, our friends at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. Huge bike blowout sale going on right now as you get ready to ride for the Milwaukee Rally. They are going to have the huge sports bar they're building out there. They're going to have the stage with all the bands. They've got an unbelievable inventory of bikes, both new and used right now. And the 2020s are on their way out there today. They'll be there tomorrow. So you can go out and see those. Plus, the motor clothes department, which is fantastic, and it's very fashionable. It's not just your boxy, droopy stuff that has been so well known in the past. There's no reason not to go to Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. They're minutes west of Milwaukee, out in Oconomowoc. Just stop. You can see it right there in Oconomowoc at the exit. It's just south of the highway. Just look over. There it is, right there. You can see the great big Barn Shield logo sticking high above the highway. Stop out and see them, and it's a great staff. Tremendous. They got the best of the best now when it comes to service riders and service people out there, parts people out there. Craig Winger is the general manager, and that's fantastic. You've heard him here on the program before. Robert is the owner, and he's a great guy, and he's on site. He's willing to shake your hand and say hello and wants to come out and be part of the culture. And you've got Jody in the motor. There's no reason not to go there. None. None at all. Go out and see our friends over at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson for all the inventory, everything they offer. Go to WISHD.com. That's WISHD.com. And go where the real riders go. Their house is your house. That's Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Tell me how to live my life. Welcome back. Time for some fantasy football. We'll get to it here momentarily. Don't forget the Packers opening drive contest via Quick Trip. You can purchase any package of Johnsonville brats, Quick Trip buns, all that kind of good stuff. Use your Quick Rewards card. Just go in and get one. They're free. Or download the app on any mobile device you may have. You can win some game tickets, a big prize package, $25 for every yard picked up on the Packers opening drive, plus bonus cash for field goals or even touchdowns. It's all from our friends at Quick Trip. And today, only. They have the Angus cheeseburger or the spicy chicken sandwich for $2.19 each. So stop into your local participating Quick Trip. Dave Richard, fantasy football expert from CBSSports.com. By the way, right now he's got the fantasy football telethon live until 5 o'clock on CBS Sports HQ. Check it out there. Dave, how you doing?
You should see me right now, Bill. I'm decked out in a full tuxedo, complete with a dark green bow tie. You might be able to guess why it's dark green. Doing a fantasy football telethon on CBS Sports HQ, streaming live for free at CBS Sports HQ. And guess who's one of the people answering people's phone calls about fantasy to help people win their drafts?
Who might that be?
A former Packer. Eddie Lacy is in the house.
Is that right?
You should see him taking phone calls, answering questions, helping people win their leagues. He looks great. He's smiling big. He's raring to go. It's that time of year, Bill, where fantasy football drafts are happening. We're helping people win their leagues, and we're doing it for a great cause. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, we're taking donations to help those kids in need. I hope everybody gets a chance to go to CBS Sports HQ before 5 o'clock today, check us out, and maybe learn a thing or two about their fantasy draft so that they can win in 2019.
Absolutely. That's a fantastic cause. St. Jude's is amazing. So kudos to you guys for doing that. And kudos to Eddie. You know, Eddie was always a fun guy. Eddie was always a good guy to have around. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, absolutely. He's great to have here. He's answering phone calls. We had a call from a woman who wanted to specifically talk to him. And I don't know what was said on the call, but I think it was a different type of fantasy. So there are definitely still big Eddie Lacy fans out there.
Okay, a couple of things. So as the drafts come up, is it always quarterback first and foremost, or what is the most important position you're going to go for first in your draft?
You know, it's funny. There are so many great quarterbacks in the NFL right now that some people push guys like Aaron Rodgers to third best. It's crazy. But there are so many of them that I think you can wait in your fantasy drafts to take them. Now, there's going to be somebody in every league that goes crazy over Pat Mahomes, and what he did in Kansas City last year was just amazing. But I don't know if he's thrown for 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns again. That I find hard to believe. I think there's a better chance for somebody on draft day to go in a different direction than quarterback in rounds 1 and 2, get a great running back, get a great wide receiver. There are not very many stud tight ends. You can pick up one of those guys, somebody like Travis Kelce or George Kittle. And then later on in your draft, you're going to be able to find incredible values. Guys like Cam Newton coming back from the shoulder injury, but he looks great. Baker Mayfield, Matt Ryan. These are all guys, no joke, Bill. You're going to be able to find them round 6, round 7 in your draft. And even if you're in a league where people go crazy for quarterbacks early, just wait a little bit longer because players like Jameis Winston, huge upside in Bruce Arians' offense. Phillip Rivers has been a top 12 quarterback each of the last 6 seasons. You can literally get guys like that in the double-digit rounds. Wait to take a quarterback. Focus on the running back and wide receiver and one of those top tight ends with your first few picks.
Starting running backs. Now, obviously, Zeke Elliott and Melvin Gordon, are they guys you're not going to hang out with now, or do you go for them still because you know they're eventually going to be back, or what?
I don't think you can do it with Melvin Gordon. It sounds like they're at a stalemate, and the Chargers have always been really smart about replacing their running backs. When LaDainian was starting to break down, they drafted Ryan Matthews. When Ryan Matthews started to break down, they drafted Melvin Gordon. And Melvin Gordon kind of sympathized with Le'Veon Bell during his holdout, and my guess is that he's trying to follow that same blueprint. It's not a blueprint that's going to get him paid a ton of money, so I'm a little surprised that he's doing it, but it doesn't look like he's going to play anytime soon. The reports have suggested as much. He's training in Florida, didn't take part in any training camp, obviously didn't play in the preseason. I think the Chargers are very happy to go with Austin Eckler and Justin Jackson, and those are two guys that you can draft. Eckler probably closer to round 6, Justin Jackson round 8, round 9. You take a chance on them, and the longer that Melvin Gordon is out, the better those guys are for your fantasy team. The situation is a little bit different with Ezekiel Elliott because I think that there's still some optimism that he's going to show up in Dallas, but people are scared to take him at the very tippy top of their drafts. I've seen him fall as far as 8th overall. That's the 8th pick in the first round, and maybe even round 2 if this holdout continues on for another week. And we've seen the guy who's emerged to replace him in Dallas. It's a rookie named Tony Pollard. Tony looks like a great 3-down back. He's got great balance, some burst to his game. He's a good pass catcher out of the backfield. He was the guy behind the guy, behind Darrell Henderson at Memphis. And I think he's going to be the one that would benefit if Ezekiel Elliott holds out. And he's somebody else, round 8, round 9, kind of the same range as Justin Jackson, that you can take a chance on. And until Ezekiel Elliott comes back, could be a starter for your fantasy team.
Hey, a lot of questions. New England, it just seems like every year they put in somebody else and they become the pass-catching guy. Now, Gronk is gone, so they got to spread it around. But is Jacoby Myers, the wide receiver, is that the guy people are targeting over there?
You know, I don't think it is anymore, and I think it's because Josh Gordon came back. And now that he's on the reinstated list, or he was actually just unsuspended, taken off the suspension list, I should say, he has the best chance to be their best outside receiver. But the way that the Patriots' offense operates, it's from the inside out. Well, we saw a lot of Jacoby Myers do that. He was the one working in the slot during the preseason, but Julian Edelman's there too. And that's the guy who's got the chemistry with Tom Brady. Huge numbers year after year, especially in leagues where catches count. He's going to be a type of round three pick that you'll gravitate toward. Josh Gordon's going to be an interesting pick as well. Late round five, early round six, you're going to see him go because he's got 1,000-yard potential so long as his head is right. I just don't see Jacoby Myers being anybody that's going to help fantasy managers. So people aren't going to draft him. They're going to leave him on the waiver wire to begin the season.
Talking with Dave Richard, fantasy football expert for CBSSports.com. If you want to get a hold of him, it's at Dave Richard on Twitter. If you want a question and get it on real quick for fantasy football, call us 855-830-8648. A buddy of mine really, really, really high after his rookie season on Calvin Ridley. You going to buy high on him?
Absolutely. He is a completely different type of player based on the situation that he's in Atlanta. So when you look at Calvin Ridley, he's a great route runner. He's got great acceleration. He's got good hands. Not the biggest guy in the world. I'm not sure he could be the number one receiver for any team in the league. He can't do what Davante Adams does. He can't do what Julio Jones does. But as a number two guy, he might be the best number two guy in the NFL right now. And the way that I think that this Atlanta offense is going to shake out is that the run game will be good, not great. They're going to have to throw a lot like they did last year. And Calvin Ridley's going to have some crazy efficient games. Numbers like you saw last year when he had a bunch of long touchdowns. I think it continues. I think his targets go up. I've got him as a top 24 fantasy wide receiver. I have absolutely no problem taking him in round five. Your buddy might be so inclined to take him in round four. I think that might be a little bit too soon. But you could probably talk me into it in the full PPR because all those catches are going to rack up for him.
Who are you going to take at the tight end position? There's Travis Kelce, who's been a mainstay for a long time. Zach Ertz is another guy getting a lot of pub out of Philadelphia. There's George Kittle. I mean, which of those guys are you going with if you have to go to the tight end position?
Well, so those are the big three. And in a minute, we're going to get to the big six. So first, the big three. Kelce's going to be the first one. Let me start over, Bill. This is the better way to go about this. Everybody who drafts has to decide how important it is for them to have a tight end that can play like a top 15 fantasy receiver. If that matters to you, if you don't want to have a tight end that's going to only be good when he scores a touchdown, might catch three passes a game, maybe good for seven fantasy points, if you don't want that, you're going to make the decision to target one of these tight ends. Travis Kelce could go as high as round one. He is that good, that consistent in Kansas City's offense. It's very hard for defenses to cover him in general. And then when you talk about Patrick Mahomes and all the targets that he has, all the speed on the outside, it makes it darn near impossible. Kelce's a top 15 pick. Kittle, to me, is a top 20 pick. I love the way he plays. It reminds me of Rob Gronkowski. The quarterback in San Francisco used to play with Rob Gronkowski. I just think that everything comes together. And Kittle is San Francisco's version of Travis Kelce. And then Zach Ertz is third. I don't think he's going to be quite as good as he was last year because Philadelphia added some really nice talent to their offense. They drafted Miles Sanders. They brought back DeSean Jackson. I think that there's a lot of intriguing pieces there that makes Carson Wentz a great fantasy quarterback, but it downgrades Zach Ertz a little bit. Those are the top three. They should all go in the first two rounds of the draft from people who want to have that tight end advantage. But let's say you want that advantage and you don't get any of those three. You can wait until round five. You can pick up Evan Engram from New York, O.J. Howard from Tampa Bay, and Hunter Henry from the L.A. Chargers. All three of them carry value that's real close to those top three. Engram in particular has 1,000 total yard potential. They might be better values on draft day. So if you want to have the best of both worlds, you want to have a stud tight end that you just don't want to take out of your lineup, and you also don't want to spend an early round pick, you go after Engram, Howard, and Henry in round five.
Real quick, before we let you go, we got to get to somebody, a David listening to us in Franklin. David, how are you doing today?
Hey, how's it going, Bill? Dave, I think we may have met. I am your heralded brother-in-law. How we doing?
What's up, David?
How are you,
it's
Dave?
It's a family reunion on the show. How about that?
I guess so. This is, yeah. It's a great first call. Hold on a sec. Bill, wait. I don't know if I can take David's question. He and I play in the same fantasy league. And I think he's going to put me on the spot to ask me a question that benefits him in the league that he and I play in. So I don't know if I'm ready to. I'd rather answer a question from somebody who I don't play in a fantasy league.
David, do you have a question, David, or are you just saying hello in the sense that it's the inaugural visit from David Richard on our team?
I was saying hello. I do have one question real quick for you, Dave. I obviously won't be too granular with any details I need. I know I am a competitor in your league. I'm just wondering, who was it as a 16-year-old lad in his first go-around in fantasy football happened to narrowly squeak out a victory against you in the championship in my first year there in 2005 when Dave was previously undefeated, his only loss coming to, who was that again? Not only in the regular season, but in the championship.
Oh, my God.
You know, Bill, I think this is a prank caller.
Family gloating.
Guy is. I don't know what's going on. I don't know the situation he's talking about. Maybe we should
Dave, appreciate the
I'm
phone.
Walking away from bad memories, and I'm moving forward to a great one.
Dave, appreciate it. David, we'll talk to you soon. David Richard, man, thanks for joining us. We look forward to the inaugural and then many more times from here, weekly, day in and day out, doing some fantasy stuff. Dave, it's going to be a pleasure, my friend. Appreciate it.
Same here, and good luck in your draft.
Okay, buddy. Talk to you soon. Dave Richard, fantasy football expert from CBSSports.com. You can follow him at Dave Richard on Twitter, at Dave Richard on Twitter. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. Call him, 844-PRIDE, go to SchneiderJobs.com, 844-PRIDE, go to SchneiderJobs.com. A reminder, don't forget, we're going to be on location tomorrow. We're going to be at Road America. Looking forward to it, the Xfinity Series. Comes a call into Elkhart Lakes Road America tomorrow. We'll be up there doing the broadcast. Look forward to that. Got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Always good to hear from Mike Clemens. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to get back into tonight's ball game. The five things you're looking for out of tonight's game and the contest between the Packers and the Oakland Raiders. Want to get back into that. Hey, a reminder, it is the 12th annual Big Unit Poker Run presented by Bud Light and Concordia University and the Wisconsin Veterans Services Department. Coming up fast approaching, and the weather's still holding out, looking good, knock on wood. Sunday, September 1st, we're going to take our motorcycles, stage them at Milwaukee Brewing Company, North 9th Street in downtown Milwaukee. There's going to be a biker's breakfast for you, a brewery tour if you want one. They got a beautiful rooftop bar that's open to us. Kickstands up at 10 a.m., and then we start to travel. And we're going to do it with a police escort, by the way, throughout the first leg to get us out of downtown and over to New Berlin, where the New Berlin Police Department has been gracious enough again this year to pick us up. And they're going to drop us off at New Berlin Ale House, and then we go from there. But we can't do this without our great sponsors. And we can't do this and say thanks enough to our friends at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, Craig and Robert and Diane and Jody and the Motor Clothes Department, everybody out there for being such a huge part of this. Also our friends at Four Seasons Island Resort in Pembine, Wisconsin. Newly renovated, beautiful place. The golf course is getting rave reviews. I've had a couple of friends that have stayed there. They just wanted to go up and knock it around, and they said it was fantastic. You can call ahead for tee times if you want, but if you get up there, do the stay-and-play package. It's unlimited. You can just keep playing and keep playing and keep playing and keep playing, and they did for a couple of days. Call them, 715-324-5800. Or go to the4seasonswi.com. That's the4seasonswi.com. Big supporter of veterans, military members, their families. Call them 715-324-5800. And our ride benefits Fisher House, Wisconsin. Please don't forget about that. Benefiting military members, veterans, and their families at their time of need. So please come out and join us Sunday, September 1st. Be there between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. at Milwaukee Brewing, downtown Milwaukee on 9th Street, and we're taken out by the police department after that. It is going to be a fantastic ride. A lot more of the Bill Michaels Show. Five things you're looking for tonight in the game between the Packers and the Raiders. More after this.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.